If you were in a room today, sitting with Charles Taylor, what would you say to him?
Well, in a nice way, I would say how disappointed I was, because he had a good chance to be the first really elected president of a modern Liberia. We were there when he was elected. He got 65% of the vote. And I remember going to the polling places early in the morning. It was raining. And we got there before daybreak. It was still dark. And there were thousands of people standing in the rain waiting to cast a ballot because they wanted to end the horrendous civil wars that had really cost the lives of about 10% of the total population of Liberia. And Charles Taylor won overwhelmingly. Part of the reason was that he had organized the area that he controlled, which was the most of it, in the interior quite well, and the people were, you know, encouraged to vote for him. A lot of people voted for Charles Taylor because they felt that if they didn't, he might restart the hot war. And so they voted for Taylor, and he was elected. And we thought he had a good chance to be a good president because he had that overwhelming support. But and I met with him a couple of times after that. He was very, he claimed to be quite religious. I remember he had a church service inside the home where he was living, and had his own local church choir come and sing for me and Rosalind, and the pastor gave a sermon, and he asked me to read a passage from the Bible, and I think he read a passage also. So it was he put on the front of an enlightened president. But we left a representative in Monrovia to work with his administration to try to organize communications through a radio outfit that we got from a Catholic church. And soon it was obvious that our representative was isolated. It was a young woman. She was not given access to the president or to his cabinet. And he began to do more and more things that were obviously gross violations of human rights.
When I was in Liberia, I asked just about everyone I met, native Liberians, do you believe that civil war could again break out? Most of them said they do believe that it could happen.
It's a possibility. I think it is certainly. So that's one reason the Carter Center has stayed deeply involved to do what we can as an outside force with limited authority, to ensure that there is enough understanding within the interior of Liberia, which is still separated in many ways from the capital and its access to the outside world. And we work very closely to Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the president. She has been supportive of our efforts within the interior to establish some relationship, really for the first time, between the tribal judicial system and the one that's ordained by the government from Monrovia. I think she's made some effort, somewhat feeble, but sincere, to establish the rule of law throughout.
Given everything that Liberians saw during the Civil War, how can a country heal?
Well, one major beneficial factor is an aversion to a renewed conflict by the people who've experienced it in the past. And I that's one of the major factors, is the inclination of the Liberian people themselves to avoid a resumption of a terrible conflict that, as I said, resulted in 10% of the total population dying in the war, and also the displacement from homes of more than a fourth of the total population. So we hope to, you know, provide some elements of both law and health care and improved education and openness of government.
And that creates stability.
We hope it does create some elements of stability, which we hope will be enough commitment to stability to prevent any further outbreak of conflict.
President Jimmy Carter, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Jim, I've enjoyed being with you. Thank you.